Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Menachos, and we're up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. So it says in the Mishnah, Lo Yatzak, if a Kohen didn't pour the rest of the oil onto the Korban Mincha after they mixed it, he had Zar do it, Lo Valal, or the Kohen didn't mix the flour with the oil. A little bit of an introduction is necessary over here, meaning in the Kemitza is part of the Avoda of the Korban Mincha, and that's what we've been talking about until now, but in preparing the Korban Mincha, there's other stuff that has to be done. So they would take shemen and they would pour it into the bowl before they put the flour in the bowl. And then once the flour is in the bowl, they would add more shemen on top of the flour. And then they would do what's called belila. And then they would pour the rest after the belila. They'd pour the rest of the oil in, and that's called yitzika. So basically, they pour oil into the bowl three times: once before the flour, once after the flour, and once after the belila, which is the mixing of the flour and the oil. That's at least for some menachos. But when you have a mincha that is fried, so once the flour and oil are bundled together, they would fry it, and then they would break it up into small pieces. That's called a psisa, where they'd crush it up, and then they'd pour the rest of the oil on top of those broken pieces. So lo yatzak, if let's say a kohen didn't pour the remaining oil after the belila, lo valal, or he didn't do the belila, or lo pasas, or in the case of a mincha that's fried or baked, he didn't crumble it up into pieces, lo malach, or if he didn't put salt on the kemitza, lo henif, or he didn't wave the korban mincha, lo higish, he didn't bring the korban mincha near the mizbeach to where it's supposed to be brought, o shepsasan pita merubos, or he broke it up into bigger pieces than he was supposed to. He was supposed to crush it up really well, and he didn't, v'lo mashachan, or he didn't smear the oil on the mincha the way some menachos are supposed to have, ksheros. So failure to do any of those things will not passel the mincha. Nisariv kumitza becomes chaverta. If the kumitz of one korban mincha gets mixed in with the kumitz of another korban mincha, b'minchas kohanim, or with the mincha of a kohen, or b'minchas kohen mashiach, the special mincha the kohen gadol brought every day, b'minchas nesachin, or with the korban mincha that's brought together with a korban, kshera. In all those cases, the kumitz is still kosher, and you can burn it on the mizbech together with the other kumitz that it's mixed in with. Rabbi Yudom, b'minchas kohen mashiach, b'minchas nesachin, psula. No, not if it gets mixed in with the mincha of the kohen gadol or the mincha of a nesachin that goes along with the zevach. Shezubli lasa ava, because the kometz is supposed to be a thick mixture, less oil, more flour. Vezubli lasa raka, whereas the minchas kohen gadol, the minchas nesachim, is supposed to be a very liquidy kind of mixture. Vein bola zumizu, and obviously it's not going to have the right consistency if you mix that which is a thick mixture together with that which is a more liquidy, viscous mixture. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. With different cases of mixtures where the korban menachos are not burnt fully on the mizbeach. Shtei menachos shalom nikmetzu v'nisar v'zu v'zu. Let's say you had two korbanos mincha that they didn't have a kemitza done yet, and they became mixed with each other. If there were parts of it that were not mixed together that you could still take a kemitza from, meaning it meets in the middle where it gets mixed together, but on the sides there's still area where you could take a kemitza from that was not mixed, so ksheros, then it's kosher. But v'imlav psulos, if it's totally mixed together, then it's going to be pasul. Let's say you have the kometz of one korban mincha that's mixed in with another korban mincha that hadn't had kemitza yet. So lo yaktir, you're not allowed to burn the combined mixture on the mizbeach because you hadn't done the kemitza on the second korban. V'im hiktir, but if you did burn it, so shenikmetza also lebailim, the korban mincha that had the kemitza taken from it works. V'zu shalonikmetza lo also. And the one that didn't have the kemitza taken from it does not work. And then Nisariv comes to b'shiara shel chaverta. If the kometz of the korban mincha gets mixed in with its own shirayim or with another korban mincha shirayim, lo yaktir, you're not supposed to burn it because you're not supposed to burn shiraya mincha. V'mehikter also lebaylim. If you did burn it, it still works as a korban because at least you burnt the kometz in the end. Nitma kometz, if the kometz become tameh, v'krivo, and the kohen brought it anyway, hatzitz merata. So that's why the Kohen Gadol where it sits to make such a karban a kosher karban. Yatza, if the kamitza was taken outside of the azara of the krivo, and even though it became possible by it's a psul yotze, the Kohen decided to be makrovit anyway. Einat tzitz maratza. The tzitz is not maratza for psul yotze shat. Tzitz maratza ala tame ve'ino maratza ala yotze. The tzitz is only maratza for problems of tuma. The tzitz is not going to be maratza for that which is yotze. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Beis, we said that if you missed out on pouring the oil onto the pieces of the Karban Mincha, or doing the Belila, or doing the crushing up of the Psisa, or doing the salting, or doing the waving, or doing the bringing of them toward the Mizbeach, or when you crushed it up, you crushed up into larger than you should have pieces, or you didn't smear oil on it, all of those things are not makiv, it's going to be kosher. And then we said, if your komets, two kmatzim of a Karban Mincha get mixed in with each other, or even with a Minchas Kohen, or a Minchas Kohen Mashiach or Minchas Nesachim, so it's a machlokas. Tanakama says all those things are kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, not if it gets mixed in with the Minchas Kohen Mashiach or Minchas Nesachim, because the Minchas Kohen Mashiach and Minchas Nesachim are much more viscous, and the regular komets of the Mincha is much more solid, and therefore it's going to be problematic, because they're not going to have the right consistency. So then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if you have two Karbanos Mincha that did not yet have a kmitza taken from them, and they get mixed in with each other. So if they're not fully mixed, where you can still take kmitza from each extreme, you should do so. Otherwise, it's going to be possible. Then we said case number two is a kometz that gets mixed in with a mincha that didn't have a kmitza yet. You should not be makter it. But if you did, the one that you had the kmitza taken from would work, and the other one would not work. And then case number three was if a kometz gets mixed in with its own shirayim or with the shirayim of another karban, you should not be makter. But if you are makterit, it does count. It does work as a karban. And then we said that if a kohen brought a kmitza that had become tame, even though he shouldn't bring it, but if he did, the tzitz makes it work. But if it was a psul yotze, the tzitz is not going to help for such a karban. It's still going to be possible. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet.